What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. This is March 28, 2022, and this is Fightful Wrestling, your WWE Raw review. I guess we're going to talk about Raw. We should talk about me, I think, quite a bit. Oh,
so like always, nothing different.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Listen, Denise, I know you can't relate because nobody wants to hire you. This is my new home, by the way. Do you like it? It's beautiful, right?
Oh yeah, it looks fabulous.
Yeah,
I love I love your new house. It looks great.
I know you did. Psych, you got work. This is actually my house. It's just a blank background. But Denise, I got booked. I know you're not used to getting booked, but I got booked.
Yeah, what the hell? I saw that. I saw that Joey Janela posted that. I was like, what?
Yeah, yeah. So for those of you who don't know. I conferred with my number one source, Queen Stooge, Chelsea Green, and my good friend, Matt Cardona. And they said, hey, pal, you want to make some money? Fleece this Brett Lauderdale guy in GCW. We know Denise ain't getting paid, probably hot dogs and handshakes over there, but you can make some money because you're super famous. So I did it. I don't know why I did it. I'm going to be the most famous person in this match by far. I don't even think that's arguable, Denise, but
okay. First of all, I'm sorry, but I just don't even understand how this is a thing. Why you're even there. I kind of want it. Like, I'm excited for you, but at the exact same time, I'm afraid for you, Sean.
Why are you afraid from me? Denise,
I just don't think you have what it takes.
Listen. I used to wrestle back in the day. Listen,
I'm watching out for you as a friend, Sean, as a friend.
I'm going to mute you. Listen, I have wrestled over 30 matches. Over 30. I won second place in a regional submission wrestling tournament and third place 1 year.
Yeah, when? Like 50 years ago?
No.
When?
No, fairly recently. Recently enough for me to beat these guys. I mean, the shoes that I'm going to wear in the match are going to be worth more than literally anybody's getting paid on this show.
Okay. I mean, I just feel like, first of all, I just want to say, like, now you're an official GCW shill. Just throwing that out there. Now that you're on Brett's payroll.
I'm not chilling.
You're on his payroll now. You gave me shit for being on Tony Khan's payroll, and now you're on Brett's payroll.
Here's the deal. Well, you're also on Brett's payroll, so shut the fuck up.
But I'm just saying, at least I'm never going out there and telling you. I'm never making you or making me feel bad about it.
Well, Denise, here's the thing. You could never get booked for something like this.
What are you talking about?
You could never get booked for something like this. Because you're nowhere near famous enough to get booked for this. Look
Sean,
at this. Look.
I literally have as much followers as you did last year.
So? You don't now?
Okay.
TikTok doesn't count.
No, I'm talking on Twitter. I'm almost close to 60K. Almost there, okay? Listen. Remember when you were there, when you were like, I just hope that I get to 69K. Okay, well, and now you're acting like I have no followers whatsoever.
You don't. Who cares? No. Who cares how many followers you have? Listen to this. Brett Lauderdale called me on the telephone and begged me. He said, Sean, listen, I know you haven't wrestled in like 2 years, 2 or 3 years. He followed my career very, very hard. And he's like, we got to have you on Joey Janela's spring break. And Joey is too embarrassed to ask you. He didn't want to seem like a mark. He didn't want to seem like a fanboy. And I said, listen, Brett, I don't like you. I don't like Joey. I don't like either one of you. But you know what? If you're going to pay me X amount of money, and also I wanted to make sure that everybody else in the match got paid less as a result, then I would do it. So now I'm doing it. And I said, listen, I'm going to need a mic too. So I want to talk to the people.
No,
but listen,
no, they cannot do this.
I want to talk to the
what
people.
What the fuck? No.
I love the people. I love them.
Because I know you and I know the things that you would say if they even gave you a microphone. I could see it already now. Babyface clap, a bunch of like really bad like dick jokes. And
what? I would never.
That's exactly what I expect from you. And then I could just imagine you. I know you're going to do like a, I don't know, like a You People promo or something.
Man.
It would be terrible.
No. Guys, shush.
Sean, this is literally like all due respect.
Muted. leave a thumbs up, guys. Donate a super chat. Donate a humper chat if you go, what the heck is a humper chat? Go to humperchats.com. It's our Streamlabs and PayPal platform. This show brought to you by our friends at Wrestle Rumble. I can't wait to play Wrestle Rumble this weekend after I win the GCW clusterfuck. It's going to be fantastic. But WrestleRumble.com presents the Stone Cold Mania Championship Belt Contest. First place winner gets the Smoking Skull. Second place wins the United States Championship that Stunning Steve Austin won. Third place winner won the Attitude Era Championship. And then fourth place won against the Mini Legacy Championship. But that's not it, my friends. How about this? The Championship Gold Rush, only $1 per entry, too. By the way, the live drawing for the Stone Cold one is after night one. But the Championship Gold Rush, $1 per entry. Winner gets a WrestleMania Moments belt. Second gets the NWA 10 pounds of gold. Third place gets the AWA belt. And then the big one, WrestleMania Pick'em, $1,000 cash. $1,000 cash, not dollar, dollars cash. My God, this is going to be fun. You're going to make those picks. It's not just straightforward picks like who will win. Charlotte, Ronda. It's will it end in a pinfall or submission? How many times will Brock hit the F5? How many stunners will Stone Cold give Owens? It is a lot of fun. It adds stakes to the show. Maybe you're not that invested in it. Maybe you're not that invested in this show. Get yourself invested. You can win real cash with the WrestleMania Pick'em at WrestleRumble.com. I play this for every single pay-per-view. And I can't wait to do it this weekend. WrestleRumble.com. Yes, Denise, you are something? Called upon.
Yes. Okay. There's also a Wrestle Rumble giveaway on my Twitter with my almost 60,000 followers where you guys can go and you can enter. There's one more. I'm giving away 5 free entries. I've already given 4. There's one left. One left. And it could be you.
There you go. Go ahead and you could win. But you know what? If you don't, WrestleRumble.com. Love those guys. By the way, speaking of predictions, myself, Rob Wilkins, tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, we'll be making our Royal Rumble predictions. Guys, leave a thumbs up on this video. It goes a long way in patting my ego because I need it. I need all the support from you guys.
I can't handle Sean getting booked for a match. It's just too much.
Denise.
It's all going to go to your head, and your head's already so big.
I mean, I guess, whatever. What will you do if I win? Like, will you congratulate me on the air?
No. Why? Hell no. I have zero hope that you're going to win. I have zero hope in you.
I have zero hope that anybody from GCW will be able to eliminate me because they got a bunch of scrubs there. Anyway, except for Matt and Chelsea. Love Matt and Chelsea. Asian Joe says instead of the Denise Appreciation Society, maybe it should be Denise Appreciate Sean.
Hells no, bro.
That's great.
Hells no, okay? I would rather roll over, okay?
Yeah.
No, over my dead body.
Orlando says, can you guys talk about what you're doing on WrestleMania weekend? You don't need to talk about Raw since it was thumbed down. Well, let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm winning the Joey Janela Spring Break Clusterfuck on Friday night, Denise. That's what I'm doing.
I'm not going to make it this hour. Please call somebody else. Please, anybody else from the Fightful team, come take my spot on this show. I beg you.
Oh, Denise. I'm going to MLW. I'm going to Wale Mania. I'm going to go do WWE Media. A Conrad thing. Probably ROH Supercard. Because I'm a good friend, and I go and support my friends. Denise,
no.
I go and support you. And then, you know what? I might even give you a ride to GCW. I know you probably weren't planning on going because you're probably not booked at the clusterfuck or spring break. But I'll give you a ride there. You can ride with me and the Cease Twins for the ruckus. Because I know as soon as I win, I'm going to walk over to my little twin friends. We're going to do the for the ruckus, like the connector thing with all three of us. It'll be so cool. It'll be the live. It'll be the shot. Man, it's going to be great. I can't wait.
No, thanks.
I can't wait. Listen. By the time that weekend is done, MSG is going to be calling GCW and begging for
Who
GCW
knows?
Maybe to run
you'll
MSG.
Even be the mystery opponent for Seth Rollins. Vince will see you and be like, my God, screw this Cody guy. It should be Sean Ross Sapp.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of places said that the show was going to be built around Cody tonight, but yeah, boy, at FightfulSelect.com reported that that would not be the case tonight because Cody was flying to Cincinnati today. So he's not, he was not there at the show, but we did see the Seth Rollins video, Denise. I thought this was a fun video. I thought it was entertaining. Based on the things that we had reported, it indicated that Cody wouldn't be popping up till Mania, and that's what it looks like.
Can I just say something?
No.
You know that person that sent in the Super Chat said they wanted to know both of our schedules at WrestleMania weekend, and you literally just answered yours and then didn't even give me a chance to even say anything. Do you have any idea how depressing that is to be on the show and not even matter?
I wouldn't know because every time I'm on this show, I matter. Every time I'm on any show that I matter.
Because it has to always be about you.
We're not the same, Denise.
Then why don't you find someone better to co-host this Raw show?
I don't know. Well, maybe I will.
Why are you slumming it here with the almost 60K Twitter account?
I ask myself that all the time, Denise. You want to talk about the Seth Rollins segment?
Yeah. All right, let's get into the Seth Rollins segment. No, I loved it, actually. The video that he did with Vince McMahon that they aired on social media prior to the show, I thought it was really funny. I loved, like, Seth Rollins going into the office and waiting there and getting all frustrated till he finally goes in to see Vince McMahon. I loved this Seth Rollins works for this type of story because, you know, he's all like obnoxious and he goes into Vince McMahon's office and puts his feet on top of Vince McMahon's desk, which is what I'm going to do to your furniture if I ever go over to your new house.
Graham says Denise's schedule, shilling. Tell Denise to shush.
I can't even. Anyway, so the point that I'm trying to get at here is that I really enjoyed this. I like how Vince McMahon literally said like a couple of words. He only had to say, you have a match at WrestleMania and you're going to find out your opponent once you're in the ring. And it was good enough because the entire time he had like the I'm fed up with Seth Rollins face. And so I liked it. Thought it was perfectly funny.
You know, the thing I didn't like about this is I couldn't relate to Seth Rollins because I've never begged to be on a show. Promoters call
Oh my
me.
God. Please.
Promoters call me and they say, listen, I know you're not in ring shape. You haven't wrestled in a while. But I know you're a super athlete. That's what Brett said. And he said, please do this show.
There ain't no way Brett called you no super athlete. No way in hell, Sean.
Brett.
No way. I don't buy it.
Did or did he not ask you for my phone number today?
No.
Brett Lauderdale asked Denise for my phone number.
Yeah, okay, but that's not the point. Okay, fine, so he asked me for your phone number, and I gave it to him, okay?
Do you know how embarrassing that is? Do you know how embarrassing that is? That's like being at school and somebody being like somebody cute walking up to you, and you think they're interested in you, and they're like, hey, but what about your friend over there?
What? I've already done the GCW LA shows.
Muted. Anyway. Scott Wesley says the Cody
myself because now I'm angry because and you're acting like I never get booked on shows yet. I've ring announced at least like more than like at least 10 of the GCW shows. Now, in fact, at the GCW Roxy show in Hollywood, not only did I ring announce, but I also did commentary. Okay.
Good so job. You know what? That's great.
I was booked for two roles, Sean.
That's great. I am so glad.
It seem like I'm nothing.
No, I don't think you're nothing. I think you're great. And I think it's awesome that you were able to take all the momentum that I built for you by putting you on the air and putting you on this show and turn it into some significantly lower degree of fame. You're doing great. Spencer says, just join the stream. Well, Seth, main event Saturday. So originally, Cody's travel was supposed to be Sunday. I don't know if that's changed. As we've reported, it can change. Aaron World Order says it's not Cody that Seth will face. It's SRS. WWE's more my style, but you know what? I'm willing to pay my dues and go through the shitty indies like GCW. Scott Wesley says...
Entertainer?
Yeah. Scott Wesley says the Cody build is the same as Taker and Cena, which ended up being awful. It's lazy, and an engaging product is more important than singular moments. I don't know if I hated the Cena Taker build. I hated the match because I thought that it would be like really good, but Taker just squashed him because I wanted to see a good actual competitive match. But I think this will be a good competitive match, or it'll be a squash and then they'll run it back the next night on Raw.
Wait, what match are we talking about right now? That's going to be
Cody
a squash?
And Seth, if you'd pay attention.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's because that you just kind of been pissing me off this last 15 minutes. So
cry about it.
Anyways, as I was going to say, I don't want it to be a squash. I want to actually have like a nice little match. Get my time and money's worth and my effort. Into the show.
Jorge Sandoval says, I don't know. I have a feeling Vince is going to have Stevenson face Rollins and beat him in Mania. Save Cody for Roman after Roman beats Lesnar. If they bring Gable Stevenson in here, he's dead in the water initially. Like, eventually he'll recover. You cannot bring Gable in here. This is a Cody spot. A Cody spot.
Well, obviously because the people will get, like, super pissed off and it'll just be one of the, like, this unfortunate you got placed in this position that everybody expected for it to be something else. And it would be, like, nothing against Gable, but it would just literally be people, like, upset.
Thank you, Piledriver Finisher. You're crying about it to a legit wrestler, Denise. Yes, you are. I thought that this was probably the best Vince McMahon segment in a long time. I thought he did really well here, too.
Yeah, because he barely spoke and he just had like the angry, I'm annoyed, like, ugh, face.
See, if you spoke less, your segments would be so much better, Denise. You should take a tip
then.
From the great
Post
Vince McMahon.
This entire show by yourself, and I will just sit here and collect a paycheck.
Shucky Ducky says, when's the part when Denise up and slaps Sean? She'd have to get booked first. JW Pringle says, Mania is this weekend. I am not sports entertained. I still think that this show is probably going to entertain me, especially two nights. But maybe I'm giving them too much of a benefit of the doubt.
Night two seems a little weak, but night one, there's some good stuff on night one.
I'm not even going to pay attention to what's on what night until like the 2 days before, because I don't trust them to not change it.
True.
B-Easy Ian says, Denise, saw you in Orton's WWE Evil episode. What other episodes are you in? Congrats, Denise. That is very awesome. You did get booked for that.
Yeah, I did, actually. So quit acting like I don't get booked for nothing. I haven't seen you on no WWE Evil or WWE Watch Along or a WWE Digital Series. Yeah, they don't call you
know,
Sean. They call
you
me.
You want to know why?
They say I'm the one who makes the appearances.
Because listen, when Bruce and Vince call me, I say, lose my fucking number.
Yeah, right.
That's what I say to them.
Yeah, right. You literally just said you want to be a sports entertainer.
For the right money. Joel Wood says, what is the likelihood of it not being Cody? I like 5-10% because anything can happen. Jambeard says, with all the hate SRS gets from weirdos, I think Denise should be way nicer to Sean. She's such a bully to him. That's right. Denise, do you see the people that attack me and hurt me emotionally? Every day I get it, Denise. You would never know that. You don't have to overcome anything. You're privileged.
You're right. I'm the privileged one on this podcast.
It's hard to be a white man. It's hard to be a white man, Denise. In media, okay? Kate Hensler
says... I'm out.
Kate Hensler says, new crib, who dis? Congrats, most stupendous boss. Well, that's definitely about me. William Boardwick says, Denise is going
to
need...
That's because Kate knows if she wants to stay hired at Fightful, if she wants to get a raise at Fightful, she has to kiss your butt, which is unfortunate because the whole entire Fightful staff knows that and realizes that because we all have to feed your ego.
Good. Then pucker up and then shut the fuck up.
I refuse to feed your ego.
Muted. William Boardwick says, Denise is going to need so much wine after this. Sounds like to me all she's doing is whining, William. RH says, SRS and Denise are booked better than Ricochet. Well, I mean, Denise, you literally not getting booked is being booked better than Ricochet because that guy has now lost 3 matches since Friday over the course of about 12 and a half minutes.
And 2 in one night in like the dumbest ways ever too.
Yeah.
Poor guy? Question mark?
A minute 40 he got beat by Austin Theory. Why does he have this title belt?
Because there was no other option, Sean. Who were the other options of putting this belt on somebody else?
Anybody that you wanted to win matches would have been great.
I don't think they have anybody like that. Who do they have like that that they want to see win matches? It sounds simple enough, but I don't think they have anybody.
It's really heartbreaking because there's nothing to talk about with these two really good competitors. Like, Theory's been like 50-50. Ricochet's been beat down. Trevor L says, is that SRS or Nick Jackson? Promos are similar. Shoes are too, buddy. We both got taste. Denise is right. Kate's a bootlicker. Thank you very much. I don't have any boots, though. I'm going to wear street clothes. I'm going to win in street clothes Friday. Do you know how embarrassing that's going to be for all these people that spend their lives training? I've not trained to wrestle in 2 years. Since the pandemic started, I haven't. And I'm going to beat everybody in street clothes.
Oh, my God. You're going to literally be Shane McMahon in the Royal Rumble. You're just going to come in there and just, like, ruin everything.
Joel Wood says, I remember asking you about Cody's song last week, and you had a feeling Vince was going to play a part in his story. Now seeing this, it seems like Sean might be the know-it-all after all.
I told you. I freaking told you. I knew it. I knew it last week. I freaking knew it. I called you out on that, and you were all like acting like, oh, I don't know.
Where did I say Cody was flying to today?
I don't know. What'd you say?
Cincinnati. Hey, come. No, I'm just kidding. But he is in my neck of the woods right now. I'm just saying. Might have some more info.
I mean, look, unless Cody pops up in this stream, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Maybe before long. Graham B says, Fightful Raw Denise is the best Denise. I love it here. Denise is great. Denise is great. I love Denise.
Don't even. No.
You are great. I think you're great. Listen, I'm not saying
you
shouldn't.
He literally buried me for like 20 minutes about how I'm a nobody with no followers. No.
Listen. It's okay that you're a nobody with no followers that doesn't get booked because I believe in you. You're talented. You're way too talented for nobody to give a shit what you're doing like what happens now, Denise. I fully believe that you are just supremely talented and people should care. But they just don't.
I mean, at this point, why don't you freaking hang me a Sean Ross Sapp completion award like freaking QT Marshall did to Hook? I mean, at this point.
Who's QT Marshall? Do you mean Quentin Taint Marshall?
Whatever. Your bestie?
Yeah. Yeah. I bet he won't enter the clusterfuck because he's horrified. He's terrified of me. Juan Ortiz says, so is Sean versus Denise going to main event the night one of WrestleMania? Also, Sean's going to win by distraction from the toilet. Sorry, Denise. No, Denise is not booked for our post-WrestleMania show. Jeff Hawkins will be joining me, so thank you to him. Mike Preventure says, I thought Kate was at, like, the pinnacle. No, something doesn't add up here. Man, Kate's the good one. Kate's the good
Can
one.
Can Kate come in right now and take this seat? I want to go home and do something else.
No, because I'm not paying two people for this. Man, we got a lot of super chats, but almost none of them are about Raw. Ricardo El Idolo says, any word on which night we'll have Seth versus TBA? I heard it's Saturday. They said Saturday, right?
No, that's supposed to be night two. Is that Saturday? No, that's Sunday.
Okay, good. Because I had somebody hit me. No. Night one is listed as Seth Rollins versus TBA.
Oh, never mind. My bad.
Fran44 says they've spent weeks going on about Seth's dash WrestleMania dreams, teased him hijacking the show today, gave him a match with no drama on Twitter today. I know this was always ending in a match, but they couldn't even go through the motion. It stinks. Part of me kind of found it funny. I kind of found it funny that Vince is just like, why didn't you just ask? You're Seth Rollins. Why wouldn't I book you? Because, I mean, that's what we've been saying. Why wouldn't they book Seth Rollins?
I mean, that's true. He could have just asked. That's fine.
Sabrina says, did you guys get my other super chat? Yes, we read them as they kind of fit. But we did get your super chat that says, love you. Well, by God, you know what, Sabrina, we love you. We want to thank you very much for the kind words you had for us on Twitter today. That means an awful lot. We try our best to be the most interactive show, period. I know Denise takes pride in that on her solo shows as well. Even though there are so few of you that watch those, she still takes pride in every single one of you and cares about every single one of you. And that's why Denise is a great person. And I'm glad to have her here on the show. But Sabrina, you rule.
I am just upset that people do not see that you are the bully here.
I'm not a bully.
Me. I'm literally here sitting on this podcast.
Nice.
Just getting attacked by my boss and I can't say shit or else I'll get fired.
Listen, I'm pulling for you, Denise. I really am. I'm in your corner. Joel said Seth Rollins versus Vacant at WrestleMania, LFG. I love that Vacant account on Twitter. I'm a fan. Orlando says, I have a feeling Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes will be booked like Cena, Undertaker for Mania in New Orleans. Do you think they'll have Cody crush him? If they do, I think they'll just come back and have a regular match the next night.
See, I don't like the idea of that. I don't like the idea of coming back the following night and then redoing the match. No, like, no. I need some more space in between that. So I'm going to say no. Sean, you're frozen.
No.
Am I frozen? Who's frozen? Someone's frozen.
I don't know. I froze up. Now, we were discussing like whose internet was messing up. I just got fiber. So
I don't know what to tell you, Sean. You're the one in the new territory,
me. I'm going to have to fix it. It is mine. It is mine.
Oh, my God. And you were, like, literally trashing me off air, telling me, like, oh, no, it's Denise. It's you because I have fiber in my brand new house.
I do. Man.
Told you before we went on the air, and you were like, no, Denise, it's you. You check your internet connection.
Well, you know what? I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it going.
Get an Ethernet cable.
I am. Josh's Town says, night one should open with Owen and Austin, end with Cody and Seth. I don't know.
I think, like, if they were to end, like, one of the – because, okay, which one's the – okay, for sure we're having night two Brock and Roman main event, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then night one, is it not for sure Charlotte and Ronda?
No. It's not sure yet.
Right. So sure I yet. Think night one – should be like Seth Rollins and his mystery opponent.
Yeah. Maybe.
Bianca and Becky.
Austin and Owens is the first night, though. Like,
but I was talking about this with Luke. I think it would just be weird to like end the show, though, with like the talk show. Don't you think that'd be a little weird? Sorry, I thought it would be a little
possibly.
Weird.
Oh, Sabrina sent a monster humper chat. Thank you so much, Sabrina. Said, what annoyed me about tonight was I feel like at this point, the roster is not that big on both brands. So why did it take this long to integrate both brands? That way the fans will be excited and entertained. They should have done this months ago. It seemed like the brand split was nowhere to be found on this show.
No, but I think
holy
like
crap.
That was the whole thing, though. Like they wanted to have both brands here tonight, right? Yeah, they did.
Yeah, but I mean, they've been doing this a while.
It was promoted without being promoted.
With all the women's tag stuff, they've been doing this nonstop too.
Yeah.
I don't think they should end the brand split because, well, I mean, with their roster as stripped as they are, maybe they should. But we know what always happens, Denise. They just go back to not using like 10 or 11 people. They limit their roster all the time anyway. Damian Priest can't even get used on Raw. He's in a U.S. title program, Denise.
Yeah, you know, I don't really see the issue as much with the men's Raw division. The women's Raw division, obviously, yeah, because there's only like, I don't know, like 8 or 9 women on there. The SmackDown men's and women's division is the one that really needs a lot of cushioning. Like, it just needs so much.
Yeah, I can see why some people would definitely want that to end. Tim Gordon says, Ricochet buried on TV or Finn Balor on main event, which is worse? Ricochet. Because Finn Balor
has been getting buried.
Yeah, at least got a world title win. Braun Wagner says, every week that passes without the announcement of a U.S. title match bothers me, especially when they got like 7 matches confirmed on the show. They added New Day versus Sheamus and Ridge Holland today, which was reported by FightfulSelect.com. Please subscribe. But they also set another one. It's Omos. It's Bobby Lashley. This handicap match was bullshit. Wow. It was just a quick count out and then kicking Ivar in the face. And that's it. There was nothing to this match, Denise.
No, absolutely nothing. And that's the thing. If you like, you want to get Omos over, like everything else that followed with Bobby Lashley, I was a fan of. And it was very simple, like, you know, really nothing. But with the Viking Raiders, oh, it was so bad. It made Omaz look bad. It made the Viking Raiders look bad. Like, nobody came out here looking good.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Lashley came back, as reported by FightfulSelect.com. Please subscribe. And he will be facing Omaz at WrestleMania, as reported by FightfulSelect.com. Please subscribe. I think Omaz is winning this match.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I think he is. This is the biggest, well, the biggest opponent besides AJ Styles for Omos. And you could say probably bigger than AJ Styles, considering that he was so recently the world champion last month. I don't think this match is going to be good. And I'm just glad to see Lashley back.
Okay, if this match is going to be good, it's literally going to be all thanks to Bobby Lashley, because you know he's literally going to go out there and try whatever he can. Because, like, even today when Bobby – just even watching Bobby Lashley try to take down Omaz, that was cool to see. It was like, okay, at the end of the day, like, Omaz is still a big guy. So you want to see – you know, you want to see him get – brought down. But and then, like, when they both, like, collided with one another, that was really cool. But I cannot buy, because of the booking of Omaz, like, just because he's been winning these handicap matches doesn't necessarily mean that I'm gonna buy him actually defeating Bobby Lashley. Like, Bobby Lashley is this, you know, former champion, has done, you know, x amount of things. I just personally cannot buy Omaz defeating Bobby Lashley, at least not like in a clean, definitive way.
Yeah, I keep saying this, Denise. The money in Omos is who slams him first, who pins him first. I don't see it other than that. I just don't see it. Mets fan for life says MVP will turn on Lashley and manage Omos like Heyman managed Big Show after turning on Brock. I like that idea. He needs somebody to talk for him. MVP makes sense. Lashley as a babyface makes a lot of sense to me, Denise.
Yeah, I agree. And I think people want to, like, I think people have been wanting to, like, root for him for a while because he's been doing a good job.
Yeah. Jambeard says, what is the contract status of Viking Raiders? Because I really want to see War Machine show up on AEW or Impact. Well, if let me see when they came up. If it was 2019, like I think it was, yep, they probably got 5-year deals.
Oof.
Yeah.
They'll be there probably for a bit.
Tasha St. Pierre says they can't possibly put Omos over Bobby, can they? Oh, yeah. I mean, all due respect to Bobby Lashley, I don't think somebody with an established world title run in their mid-40s should be the one to beat Omos. I think Bron Breakker should come up. Bron Breakker should slam Omos, crush Omos, beat Omos, and that's his first feud.
That's all fine and dandy, and I completely agree with you on that, but there's no promises or guarantees that they would actually do that, and because of that, I don't want to see Omaz defeat Bobby Lashley, because I don't have faith that, like, oh, we'll end up seeing Bron Breakker be the one that brings Omaz down. Personally, I want to see Bobby Lashley and Omaz, like, you know, I want to see Bobby, I want to see what we saw today, which was really that, like, you know, two big guys going at it with one another. But I want to see Bobby Lashley win in a way where he kind of, like, manhandles Omaz. And I know it's not going to happen because they've been putting all their eggs into the basket of Omaz. So part of me knows that Omaz is most likely going to win, but I don't want it. I want to see Bobby Lashley win.
Sure, I get it. Tim Gordon says, what do you guys think of the Super Card of Honor card? Well, Denise is on it, so it could be better. But what?
Damn. Thanks a lot. You want me to be why don't you?
You were sitting there accusing me of being a shill earlier. You want me to be honest, or do you want me to be honest? Like, what?
What I'll is remember it? That.
I bet you're going to say it's a great card, Denise. You're going to try to get Tony Khan.
Yeah, it's a great card. World's greatest card ever. I'm so excited. I'm so stoked. Two thumbs up. Purchase the pay-per-view.
I was a little bit bummed about Deonna not being on that show, but I love Willow Nightingale versus Mercedes Martinez for the interim title.
Well, Deonna's a busy girl.
She is a busy girl. She is. So I hope that we see her down the line in unifying those titles, but I think the card was pretty good. We've got a bit of news on the ROH Supercard stuff tomorrow on FightfulSelect.com. Thanks to Steven Jensen and Jeremy Lambert. Bryson says, Raw was Raw. Can't wait to see Paywall Jesus. Buddy, well, you gotta pay for that pay-per-view. Joey Janela's spring break on Friday. Cadillac Carson says, Veer could be the one to beat Omos.
Oh, God. Poor Veer. Bless his heart. It ain't going to happen.
He's coming hard next week. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I hope he's great. Like, I hope he's amazing. I hope he's gotten, like, fantastic. But he's coming next week.
You know, they're just going to have some like random ass, like something super random for Veer.
Yeah. Joel said, I actually like the idea Dave Meltzer said, which was that Stevenson comes in and slams Omos and win in 20 seconds. Oh, well, I mean, that would be good too. I think that'd be all right.
Well, he did say he's going to be at WrestleMania, but he didn't say like in what sort of capacity. Like he might just be like, hey guys, hi, give a couple of waves and then go back. I mean, he didn't say like what he's specifically doing, but yeah.
Gary Coxhead says, Sean, question I've wanted to ask for eight. The hangman bump from Lance Archer throwing him in the steps. Probably very safe. That must have killed though, right? I'm sure it didn't feel great at all. I mean, despite that being safe, safe does not mean it won't hurt.
That sure. Match was brutal.
It sure was. I interviewed Hangman this weekend. We got nothing of note, and it was one of my favorite interviews I've ever done. It was fantastic.
You promote your interviews in such a weird way.
He was hilarious. He was. Jambeard says, calling it now, Denise is going to cost Briscoes the titles, and she'll become the new manager of FTR.
What kind of a booking stuff is this?
I love it. I love it. Miz versus Ray again. Logan Paul is out there doing cartwheels and handstands and backflips in the Ray mask. What did you think of this? Dominic got thrown out again. I don't want to watch Miz and Ray ever again. I'm just ready for this tag match. That way it will come on and be over.
I thought commentary was super cringy during this. Like, come on. Like, it was super cringy. They were like, oh, yeah, Nacho Libre. Oh, yeah, we know all the kids in Mexico are cheering for Lucha Logan. And I'm just there like, oh, this is so cringy. I'm sorry, but the commentary was just terribly cringy. I think they could have made it, like, more funny, like, with Lucha Logan wearing the Rey Mysterio mask and all of that. I like that the Mysterios, you know, they got their, you know, their 619 in afterwards. Rey gets his mask back. All of that was fine. But I just don't care about this storyline whatsoever. Like, there's nothing that I'm interested in regards to this. And again, like I said, for me, it was just the cringiness of the commentary that really took me out of this.
We had Tozawa and Tamina backstage. They're getting married. They were inspired by Reggie, but then Reggie and Dana had to hit the bricks because Tamina was chasing them. Listen, this is so stupid and I don't even care. It takes up like 90 seconds on a 3-hour show. I couldn't care less. It is isolated. It's on an island and it made me laugh. That's all I got.
I care, Sean. I care. You want to know why I care? Because I felt very, very stupid tweeting on Twitter, Dana and Reggie are engaged and Tozawa and Tamina are engaged. Like, I just felt stupid tweeting it and putting it out there to the universe because I felt dumb watching it. Like, I'm sorry. It's just too, like, it was funny in the beginning and I'm not going to lie. I liked it in the beginning, but each week I keep thinking to myself, I cannot get behind this. Like, this is just too dorky. It embarrasses me. Okay. It's like this segments that makes me embarrassed to be like,
that's gotta be bad. It's gotta be bad if it embarrasses Denise Salcedo.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but it's just like, it's embarrassing. Like, I'm embarrassed to say that this is what I'm watching on television, you know, and I get it. It's only a little piece of a show, but you know, a couple minutes of a 3-hour show, but
yeah,
it's not for me, man. And here's the thing, like, they say women are the ones that love like the wedding angles and this and that. I'm not looking forward to this double wedding. Like, it's just going to be cringe.
Well, guys, if you're embarrassed like Denise Salcedo, it might be because somebody has taken your private information. Well, subscribe to NordVPN.com/Fightful and get that threat protection. Block online trackers, annoying pop-up ads. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I was not prepared.
Block those hackers. If you're on that unsecured Wi-Fi when you're traveling, you want to stay safe. And NordVPN.com/Fightful gets you there. Also, you can change your virtual location with just one click with NordVPN.com/Fightful and get a great deal plus an additional month for free. Not just that, they got a great 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, you get your money back. You can't beat that. You can subscribe to services in other regions that are much cheaper. So if you're looking to cut costs, this effectively pays for itself. So you get all the services you love. You get great protection. You get to change your virtual location with just one click. You can watch shows early, avoid price discrimination, all with NordVPN.com/Fightful and on all of your devices. I use NordVPN.com every day. Listen, all the people that I'm going to throw out, that I'm going to throw out of that GCW Battle Royal are going to wish they had this kind of protection, but they're not. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Denise, you're such a pro.
My posted beard fell off.
Anakin says, finally able to watch you guys live after a couple weeks off after my grandpa's passing. Well, very sorry for that, Anakin. Sending our love to you and your family. I hate that happened. He did very good in helping raise you, obviously, because you turned out great. But he said, thanks to you, both of you, plus Alex, Kate, and Robert for cheering me up even after the fact. Sean, how much did you talk to Britt about your dental work? Quite a bit, actually. I've got a wisdom tooth that is coming in right where I had an extraction. And she's like, yep, that happens. And we talked quite a bit about my dental, actually.
I was going to say, you didn't put your mouth in her face for her to check your teeth, did you?
No. So yeah, what happened was when I trained MMA, I chipped one of my teeth. My mouth guard was not very effective and it fully broke off a couple months ago and I had to get it yanked. I'm going to get an implant after I get this bad boy removed. But Just Joe says doing voiceovers is nice, but being on WWE Evil on Peacock Network is iconic. Sean, you can learn a thing or two from Hollywood Denise. Yeah, I can learn how to not get booked, then I won't be so busy, and I'll have all kinds of time. Jane Beard, Bruce saw how over-index got last year and decided to use it in almost all the women's storylines across the board. There's a lot of hemping going on.
There's like humans jumping on other humans and like making out in the middle of the ring and like dating and Tinder and swiping, and I've lost track.
Good God. My God. Sabrina, our friend, says, I'm embarrassed for Tamina. She's been with the company for years, and they constantly make her the butt of the joke. It's so annoying and lame. WWE needs to do better for her. This segment was such lazy writing. It was cringe. Well, there have been a couple times where Tamina got the opportunity to do promo stuff, and it didn't go well. Like when she would repeat the line that was said right before her. What?
Well, the other thing that I was thinking about this is, like, they're also making the Tamina-Tozawa relationship, like, kind of weird in, like, a way where it's, like, she's supposed to be, like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't like how – never mind. It's just a little bit weird because she's all, like, aggressive and scary, and then Tozawa's like, I'm scared of you. Oh, but I like it. It's weird. Man. I'm sorry. It's super weird. It's cringe.
I think that Tamina has been really, I mean, like, look at last year. She got over around WrestleMania, and they got a good push, and she won the tag titles. Now, she wasn't booked very well as tag champion, but she was able to get there. And before that, it's like she would just pop up to do top contender matches. But now, I don't necessarily hate this for Tamina, because I think she does well with it. Like, she is person to this, to all the comedy that's happening there. So I don't mind it as much at all. Anti and Brick says, I love both of y'all. Keep doing amazing work. Thank you so much. And yeah, man, there are so many super chats about my booking. But Lake says, will they change Chad Gable's name again to avoid confusion with Gable Stevenson? I think they will, Denise.
To what, just Chad?
Probably. Oh, Chad, my gosh. He'll be a Chad. He'll be the Chad from out, like, the college bros. They'll make him like that. Somebody will clue in Vince what a Chad is.
And a Chad?
Look it up. Look it up. Okay. Josh's Town says, Lucha Logoat. I thought he performed very well tonight. Oh, God. Drew McIntyre versus Corbin and Moss on Raw. Don't know why.
Corbin, Chad.
Exactly. Corbin walks out, steals the sword. So we're doing this bullshit again with the sword. Bad enough we're doing this match, but they're doing this bullshit with the sword. Both Drew and Corbin are way too good for this. Didn't like it.
Yeah, no. This is something that I'm like, I don't want to see it on SmackDown. I don't want to see it on Raw. I'm good. So I kind of hate that I had to see it on two shows back to back. So personally, I wasn't too big of a fan of this.
Oh. Bianca Belair promo. I loved this. Becky Lynch tried to cut Bianca's hair, but Bianca turned the tides and cut Becky's hair. And Becky's reactions were amazing. Like, from rambling to her, all of her voice, her, like, muttering to herself afterwards, she was seething. This made me want to see their match more, and this is something that doesn't happen much on go home shows, Denise.
I love this. This was my favorite segment of all of Raw. This was my favorite, like, I think this is my favorite portion leading up to a WrestleMania match this season. For this WrestleMania, I think this is my favorite thing that we've seen for, like, any of the matches that I can think of right now. I love this. I love, like, everything that – I mainly loved everything that happened with the haircutting. That was my favorite part because I just feel like beyond – like, it is so – like, you don't cut somebody's hair, let alone another woman's hair. You just don't do that. That is just savage, okay? That's next-level savagery. Savagery? Like, what, savagery? I can't say that word. Anyways, but the point is, it was messed up, okay? And I loved it. And I thought that it made, like, their whole, like, story has been, like, very aggressive. Like, remember when Bianca literally whipped her in the stomach with the with her braid, and then those big old scars? Like, this just kind of adds to all of that. So personally, I was a big fan of her, like, grabbing her and, like, the way that she was getting her. And even I thought, okay, this is where I got to give kudos to Bianca, because she could have easy, because obviously she only cut, like, little pieces, you know, she doesn't want to mess up her head, right? But like, the way that she did it though, like, where she kind of, like, moved her in a way where her hair is all over the place, it almost seemed like like she was like she was just cutting off all of these different pieces of her hair. So I think that the way she did it, even though she only clipped like the ends, she made it in a way where it kind of looked a little bit more impressive. And then afterwards, Becky Lynch kind of like super pissed and, you know, like practically like on another planet of anger. Oh, I love this. I just thought that what Becky Lynch did, the way that she reacted afterwards, where she's just sitting there with her hair in pieces on the ground. And then even afterwards, where she's backstage with Sarah Schreiber and she's just holding her her hair, and then she's like calling her a bitch on camera. Like, usually I hate like the bitch lines are so like generic, yeah. Right? But I loved it here. I loved it here because I'm like, hell yeah, like somebody cuts my hair, I'm gonna be calling her a bitch too. So for me, I was a fan of this. Like, this is my favorite thing that I've seen Becky Lynch do in a long time. And like I've said in past shows, I've been liking this new Becky Lynch. I wasn't before. I am now. I'm sold on it. I think she's doing a good job, and I think Bianca's doing a good job. And this is the kind of heat that I think just adds to their match. One of the things that I was saying that was missing from the Charlotte Flair Ronda Rousey match was literally that heat. If you compare the two, man, like Bianca and Becky, I was already excited because of, you know, everything that kind of has gone on with them. But now in terms of like this one segment, really, I think just kind of leveled things up a bit. So I was a big fan of this.
I thought it was phenomenal. This did exactly what Go Home segment is supposed to do. It made me want to see them fight each other more. And there haven't been a lot of those in WWE in recent years, like at least on a consistent basis. Becky and Bianca, this has been building since SummerSlam to some degree. This week was awesome. It was a great way to turn the tides. Omar says, Denise, what will happen if SRS cuts your hair?
I would literally know. And especially before my wedding, I've been growing my hair out for 3 years. No thanks. I would kill you, Sean, if you messed with my hair.
Josh's Town says Bianca's getting her hair cut at Mania.
Do you think they're turning into a hair versus hair match? I saw a lot of people.
Maybe hair versus title.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I forgot about including the title.
Then Bianca can win.
Yeah.
Nerd Guru says, remember when they said Becky as a heel would fail? She's just so good. She's so good.
It started off rocky, yeah. But she's found her groove.
Jay Blood says, hashtag savagery.
Savage. How do you say it? Savagery.
Savagery.
Savagery. Savagery.
Cyclops says, crowd didn't scream what during the Bianca Belair promo? Over. I had someone in AEW that was like glowing about Bianca Belair's performance tonight. And they were like, man, what a star. But they were wadding during everybody else. Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns got wadded. Bianca didn't.
Because it was good.
Anti and Brick says, can't wait to see Seth fight Bianca after she says she can't wait see Becky on G.I. Jane 2. Oh, boy. I'm already tired of talking about Chris Rock and Will Smith.
Did you already talk about that on a podcast?
No, and I'm already tired of it. Juan Ortiz. Man,
I wanted to talk about it.
Juan Ortiz says, I could see WrestleMania 38 being like Mania 31. Meh buildup, but surprisingly great Mania, and love the Bianca-Becky segment. Didn't we all? And yeah, I until the show happens, I fully believe that any WrestleMania can be like that. I fully believe that it can be an amazing match. So hopefully it does. We had the Edge and AJ Styles promo. I think they're leaning towards Edge leading a stable. But I'm not much on the...
It's boring, Sean.
It is boring.
Just say it. It's so boring. Sean's frozen.
Oh, boy. Sorry. Well, go ahead.
No, you're back. You were frozen, but you had like the funniest face ever, though. I wish I would have screenshot.
Would you talk about the segment?
Oh, I'm sorry. Damn. Well, it's because I don't know, because I couldn't tell what you were going to say or not. Okay. Well, I just want to say that I'm sorry, but I find this Edge very boring. I kept tuning out if he was saying. The presentation, cool, all dark, and you know, the little, what do you call those things? Those little black weighing things. I forget what they're called, but,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what those are called either. But anyway, so I liked the presentation of it. It's just one of those things where Edge talks, goes in through one ear, and it comes out the other.
Sure.
It was not for me. The AJ thing, same. I love the Stone Cold video package with the Kid Rock music. Took me back to the days when they used to do those Desire videos all the time. Leslie said Stone Cold SRS for the win. Two questions, finishing move and merch. Well, my finisher when I wrestled was actually what became the glorious DDT. But I don't know what I'd use now. Denise, what would your finisher be?
Thanks. I don't know. Oh, I would want to do a Canadian Destroyer, something like that. Is that too much? I mean, I could never.
Could you pull it off?
No, God, no. Are you kidding me? I have no athletic bone whatsoever. Okay, that's the one thing. Two things I don't have in this life, okay? It is math skills and athleticism.
It would be so embarrassing to get beat up by you in general, like in life. So hopefully you never Canadian. Sean,
but here's the thing, though, is that if you and I were ever in a fight, I'm willing to take things to the other level just to win because my pride is too much.
I'm Able says Chad Gable versus Gable Stevenson, name on a pole. It's like, just let him have the names, man. Anakin says, more likely they call him Hanging Chad because Vince remembers the 2000 election all of a sudden, thinks he's got a better name than Hangman. I forgot about the Hanging Chad.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. J.K. Schwall says, I know you've mentioned Cody being at the Raw after Mania. It's FightfulSelect.com. With the SmackDown use tonight and killing it in the brand split for shows, is there any chance Cody pops up at the SmackDown after Mania? Possibly. Internally, they had planned for him to go home Tuesday. They could always bring him back Friday, I guess. But
I just feel like given how much stuff is happening Friday night, like if they were to promote, oh, the mystery. But they've already said that he's not going to find out until he gets to the ring. So,
yeah. Jambeard says Denise's finisher would be the Mick kick. I don't think she could get her leg up that high.
Oh, thanks. I could.
And Anakin says, Denise would never get booked on Control Your Narrative with Canadian Destroyer as a finisher. That's great. Volob says, Morrison gave himself the Canadian Destroyer. Bad Bunny was just in on the ride. You can do the same, Denise. Everybody gives themselves a Canadian Destroyer. That's how it works.
I feel like, Bad Bunny deserves a lot of credit. He went out there and he was awesome, man. Like, I have nothing but respect for Bad Bunny.
What'd you think of the Kevin Owens promo? Ryan Evans says, love the Austin video. He saved WWE in the late 90s, and without him, we'd be watching Nitro gearing up for an uncensored pay-per-view this weekend. Owens spoke as well. He said, this is not the same Austin that you guys remember. He's gone. He's done. What'd you think?
Why are they still pushing the 19 years thing?
Because it's been a long time, I guess.
I don't like it. Because of that, I didn't really like this promo. The whole, it's been 19 years. I'm like, but no, it's not.
Yeah.
It doesn't work the same way. So for me, this one was actually a thumbs down. Sorry. I just couldn't get past the 19 years stuff.
Sasha, Naomi, Rhea, and Liv against Zelina, Carmella, Natalya, and Shayna. Brand split doesn't matter. Queen Monet says, are Rhea and Liv doing an on-screen love angle or is it reality? Because Liv said they were a couple and they aren't acknowledging it on commentary. Well, listen.
Is this like fanfic?
Listen. On-screen thing, but who's dating who? Not my deal. I don't think that's a thing though. But Rhea Ripley folded up and won as the other, like the team started to fray. Like, why do they got to team people up when they're going to face each other? I don't get it. Makes sense, I guess, if you're booking lazy, but sure, whatever. I would rather have one person from each team in another Fatal 4-Way match. Just do that one again. Sure, why not?
I mean, they could have just done the other four women.
Yeah.
That they didn't do before. But did you see, like, the screenshot of, like, the final image of Rhea Ripley after she hit the riptide on Zelina and the way that she pinned Zelina and then she did like a little smirk? Did you see that?
Oh, she always does that. It always goes crazy on Twitter.
It looked extra though, like more so than before. I loved it. It was fun.
Guys, by the way, sorry, and I will get that fixed. I don't know what the hell's going on. On it, but hopefully
it'll... Yeah.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sean, yeah, you're gone for, like, you're not here. Hello there. I get to finally talk now that Sean Ross Sapp's internet has completely taken him out. Yeah, Sean, if you can hear me, you're completely, like, frozen and I can't even hear you. So, welcome to the Denise Show. Sean Ross Sapp sucks. Follow me on Twitter. I'm almost at 60K. And you're coming back now? Yeah, you're back.
Okay.
You're back.
I will get this fixed. I don't know what's going on. It's upsetting.
I mean, I warned you before the show, but you blamed it on me.
I thought for sure it wasn't me.
Of course, but you always blame me.
Hey, let's get through this damn show, Denise, before my internet fucks up again. Volob says, hey, Sean, congrats on the new place. Thank you so much. We also had All Elite Dan saying, if it's Cody, does it matter how the build has been given the shock of him being back, and how long do you think before that wears off? One of his first terrible programs, I think, could probably limit him in some regard. What do you think, Denise?
For what? For Cody Rhodes? Like, if he's in
If he gets, like, booked in a really terrible program, that could be rough.
No. Really? They need to book him. They need to book him solid, or else this is going to be, like,
that's what I mean.
They can't mess this up. I'm sorry, but this is, like, they need to, if they want other people to eventually consider them, like, if they want people from AEW to jump over to WWE at some point in time, they need to start proving themselves, not just, and I'm not just saying just with Cody Rhodes. I mean, that's a way to start. I'm saying, like, all throughout, like, everything creative and all of that good stuff. But Cody Rhodes is a good place to start at if they actually book him properly and give him an interesting story. It could be something that, you know, down the line will persuade people to be like, okay, you know what? I may consider WWE.
Yeah. Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar promos. Brock Lesnar is so freaking likable, Denise.
Yeah.
And, like, he was even just sitting there saying, like, yeah, go ahead. Have your fun with the what chance. I don't care.
I want to hang out with Brock Lesnar.
What is it?
I want to hang out with Brock Lesnar. Like, he seems like a fun person. Like, I want to go square dancing with Brock Lesnar.
He's great. He's amazing. And then Roman Reigns was, like, burying Steve Austin, which I thought was also great. I loved it. Loved it. I thought these dueling promos worked very effectively because it showed off how likable and how easygoing Lesnar is these days, and just how angry and pissy and how jaded that Roman Reigns is.
Yeah, so, like, my favorite part of this too was when Brock Lesnar, like, opened up the show and, my welcome to Monday Night Raw, right? And then he goes, that felt good, but it also sucked.
They make them say that. It's so stupid.
Oh, but I actually thought it was funny, though.
Yeah.
Like, the way he said it, though. Like, he basically said, like, he felt like his performance, like, the way he said it sucked. I thought that was really funny. That actually really made me laugh. But then this was, like, so random because he's, you know, he's such a, like, right now he's, you know, super easygoing and happy, right? He's smiling. He laughed, like, after every second he had, like, this little chuckle. He comes out and he's smiling. He looks like he just won Miss America, you know, with the big smile and the country hat and all of this. And when he started going off about how the titles were going to be making title babies, I'm like, What? This is not the kind of language. This is not the verbiage that I expect from Brock Lesnar. Him talking about titles having babies. Like, what is this? Like, who is this Brock Lesnar? But it was kind of funny because it was super random. The cowboy look was hilarious as well. Obviously, he's been doing that for a while, but it was still funny. Having fun with the what chants and just like being all cool with it. I thought, you know what? He made it like tolerable. Like, he made it funny. Yeah, polar opposite of Roman Reigns, and it was completely clear by the time that Roman Reigns got out there and that he got the what chance too, and that triggered him. So it was two polar opposite promos, but oh, I love Brock opening the show.
I thought he did great, and I bet he's in such a good mood because he's getting his vitamins and minerals in a much better way with athleticgreens.com/Fightful. I bet he's happy because he got that 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs. I bet that's why Brock's so happy. I bet his nutritionist probably said, you know what, Brock, if you're taking those multivitamin tablets, you want to actually drink it instead, because those multivitamins will just pass through you. They won't absorb as well. They just won't make you feel nearly as good as athleticgreens.com, which is, you know, great for any number of things like digestion, for energy. It's got those 75 vitamins and minerals. Not only that, they are constantly changing the formula. 53 improvements over the last decade and counting. That's over 5 times a year. They change this formula to make it better for you. Whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, it has less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything. All you do, use one scoop in the morning and you're good to go. You don't have to deal with all those pills. athleticgreens.com/fightful. This is the formula that's going to help me win the GCW Battle Royal. And I'm not going to say the name of it because they are a great sponsor. They have class, unlike GCW. Athletic Greens, it probably pays me more than GCW too. But athleticgreens.com/fightful. Category leading superfood product, my friends. You want to get the good stuff. athleticgreens.com/fightful. Oh, Denise. Usos and RK Bro. I could not have given a shit. And that's sad because I love these teams. I just didn't care. It led to the end with Street Profits coming out. It's just nothing
Oh, I'll continue on. Sorry.
No, go ahead, please.
I was just saying, we've seen it too much.
Yes.
Like all these variations of the same exact matches. That's pretty much what we've just been getting. That's why they've taken out the interest in this.
I love the Usos. I love RK-Bro in the ring. They're incredible. They had great chemistry per usual. But we were shown like, oh, this doesn't matter that much. This was used to effectively, or not, maybe not effectively promote this weekend's matches, but like we're sitting here missing, we're missing some sense of excitement and some sense of spontaneity. Cause like, I knew it was going to happen. I knew they were going to come out. I don't know why this left such a sour taste in my mouth, Denise.
I just think it didn't feel like the way that. It also wasn't a good way to close out the show heading into WrestleMania. It was kind of like a dud. Like, it wasn't anything like, oh my God, I can't wait, you know, to go into, you know, WrestleMania. Oh my God. You know, not even like, you know how like you, when you watch a show and they leave you with those cliffhangers and like those feelings of, oh my God, I got to click next. They didn't leave you feeling like you had to click next.
Yeah. I hate that I don't have many thoughts on it. I just thought it was uninspired. I thought it was very uninspired.
I will say this just to kind of give it a little something.
I want
to
say the booking, not the work. Their work is always good.
Yeah, exactly. I did love the way that Montez took the RKO. Like, that was good. Thumbs up on that.
Oh, that was he always does.
Yeah.
Every time Montez is involved in anything, there's something incredibly athletic that happens, and I'm convinced that the whole segment was good.
Exactly.
I'm like, wow. But then I remember they got me with that one before.
Yeah. And also I got to talk to Montez Ford and he literally told me that he's afraid of heights. Well, here we are every week talking about how high he goes up during those frog splashes. He says that's why he chose, like, aside from, you know, wanting to pay like homage to like the people that have, you know, done the frog splash prior to him, you know, Eddie and Rob Van Dam and all of that, whatever. he mainly wanted to, like, the other reason was because he wanted something that would, like, challenge him to, like, have his fear into another person. Yeah. So that was pretty interesting. I just thought, like, holy damn, like, you're afraid of heights and you, like, go super high during these frog splashes. That's pretty cool.
Joel Wood says, here's something wild to think about. Street Profits came up to the main roster in 2019. This is their first Mania match in front of fans. That is wild. Joel, I'll tell you something to look up. Look up Big E's WrestleMania history and then be like, ugh, that sucks. That's what I noticed this week. Anakin says, I can't believe we got WrestleMania Survivor Series. Very clever. Joel says, how long after Mania do you think they split up the world titles again? I think it'll be like usual, Denise. Warrior Hogan, bam, they vacated one. Becky winning the title. They got one off of her real quick. It always seems to happen like that, almost immediately.
That's why nobody really cares about the title versus title stipulation. That's why nobody cares. I mean, sure, there's people that care, right? But the majority, at least the Twitter people and me.
Joel says, is the fact that they referred to three different night one matches possibly because they haven't decided yet? Yes, and because they do love to do the main event. Everything's a main event. But I think basically unless they announce it before, I think what Austin decides to do when he gets there will dictate a lot of that.
That's because everything is stupendous.
That's true. Ryan Lewis says, this is my WrestleMania super chat for the WrestleMania Fightful review of WrestleMania Raw. That sentence was concluded with WrestleMania punctuation. Yeah, then branding everything as WrestleMania this, WrestleMania that is just not for me. Not for me. Shot Kid says, off topic, did you catch any of the New Japan Cup semifinals or finals and Kyrie's return matches? The latter made me happy. SLK is nuts. I didn't get to see that. I'm so sorry. I don't have more to add to your super chat. I was moving this weekend. I didn't have the opportunity. And then when I got done moving, Brett Lauderdale was begging me to do his show. Joey Janela's in my DMs right now saying, like, listen, please, please give these guys a chance. And I'm like, ugh. I might scale it back a little bit. Josh's Town Raw was mostly good this week. I thought it was mostly inconsequential, but there was some good stuff. I thought there was a solid hour worth of good stuff, probably.
There was some good stuff, which we covered already. Honestly, the Brock stuff, the Becky Bianca stuff was really the meat of this episode.
In Simmons says, I watched the IC champ get pinned and the US champ is not on the show. Tell me why I should care. Not only that, but the people that have been contending for those titles haven't been on the show either. So I'm with you, Simmons. Kaloa Lau says this was disappointing for a go home show. I agree. 3 hours is a lot to ask of a creative team, but it just ain't good. Friend Sabrina again, thank you so much for being so generous, Sabrina. We greatly appreciate you. Said, glad they had finally had some of the TV or the titles on TV tonight. Was nice to see, in my opinion. But do you think it's a little too late for that? For some of it, like, I mean, especially when you're having Ricochet on the show and then he's losing and he's lost three matches. Denise, I got the rundown for SmackDown last week. And when I saw those matches slated, I said, oh, he's beaten both of them. And then he's going to get a big challenger for WrestleMania.
Bless your heart, Sean.
Oh, man. And even then, it's like, okay. If you're going to do this match, do it at WrestleMania and throw a ladder in there, and those three will kill it. But
and then there was like all those weird mess ups too, where they were like, "Oh, it's going to be Umberto. Oh no, it's going to be Angel Garza." It was so weird.
It was very, very weird. Tasha St. Pierre says, "I feel like I should request a refund for the last 3 hours of my life. Don't know why I thought the Raw before Mania would be worth it. My mistake. We used to think that they were."
And then, like, yeah, it. Here's the thing, like, it was mainly, I think, the last hour, which was kind of nothing. Like, the first 2 hours, for the most part, flew. It was a decent Raw, but not a go-home show for WrestleMania.
Guys, if you want more of a Raw review and you want an even angrier one, Alex Pawlowski will be live with Sour Graps immediately following this. Not just that, he'll be hosting this Friday's post-SmackDown show with Kate Hensler. And then, Saturday and Sunday, we will sort of have dueling post shows. He will have a show live after WrestleMania, I believe. I hope I'm not promoting something he's not doing, but there you go.
Come on, Sean, you're supposed to know all this stuff.
Yeah, you know. Guys, please leave a thumbs up. Get your super chats and humper chats in. We are heading down the home stretch. A reminder, the WrestleMania predictions, 1 p.m. on Tuesday. I've also got interviews this week with James Storm and Mikey Ruckus. There's so much news in that Mikey Ruckus interview. I've got a bunch of select posts going up about it ahead of time. Punk Rock Show says, I meant 366, silly me. Don't know what that means. Luis, clear it up for me. Brett says, thoughts on how the ROH women's title plays out. I have Mia Yim beating Deonna at Multiverse and Martinez beats Willow at ROH, Reckoning versus Retaliation.
I like the branding, but I don't think Mia Yim would beat Deonna.
I think it's possible. I think it's possible because I don't know if Impact wants Deonna losing to an ROH person right now. She was supposed to hold that belt for a little while, from what I understand. I don't know. I'm a little torn. A little torn on that one. Because I mean, there's a lot of moving parts. I was surprised to see that Deonna wouldn't be on ROH. N. Simmons says, with Scott Hall passing, how do you not have an IC title match dedicated to him? It's common sense, Denise. Your ladder match there.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. That's what it was. Denise and Sean, there's no better team out there. They're styling and profiling 24-7, 365, 367 during leap year. Yeah, you did mean 366. Thank you very much. We've got Josh's town saying hell is frozen over. I think that's when my footage was going out. Anakin says, Sean, were you able to find all the footage? I found
How'd
all
you
my...
find it?
Somehow, I switched out my memory card. This week when I was filming my interviews, like my equipment was malfunctioning. New camera, memory cards, the new Zoom recorder. This thing I have, it was saying no card. So I was switching cards in and out, in and out, in and out. I was just grabbing memory cards out of every pocket in my thing that I could. And at some point, I had swapped it out after I did my interviews in Orlando, which I never do. I always leave it in the camera. So I didn't get my camera back, but I got my memory card back, and I'm fine. I'm fine with that because I got the footage that I traveled for, so whatever. You can replace a camera. You can't replace the moments that you captured on the camera. So yes, I did. Jam Beard said SRS switched over to bank security footage. Oh, buddy, buddy. Jam Beard says the first year I can remember where I have zero interest in Mania. Like honestly, not one match has me thinking I need to watch the pay-per-view. I think Reigns and Brock's going to be insane.
I'm sure it's going to be good. And aside from that one, I'm looking forward to Becky and Bianca.
Sure. Shot Kid says, honestly, could care less about Mania, but between ROH, Impact, Bloodsport, and Mission Pro, think it'll be good. Who jumped the paywall? Jesus first. I wish I could go to Mission Pro. I've got an interview with Thunder Rosa coming up. I encourage you guys to support what she's doing. She would job to me if I showed up at Mission Pro. Josh Barnett would job to me if I showed up at Bloodsport. Scott D'Amore himself would probably offer to put me over if I worked Impact. And I feel like if I was willing to work ROH, Tony Khan would come out and look at me and shake my hand. And he would say, thank you. And he'd go, from all these people. That's what he would say to me. Thank you for saving the company that I just bought. Sabrina Harley says Michael Cole's commentary was annoying tonight. When Michael Cole is left to his own volition, Denise, he's so good.
Him and Pat are so fun.
Yeah, they are so fun. Which I think there was way too much commentary tonight. I didn't need all that.
Well, they had four people.
Yeah, you don't need that. Oh, the worst I've ever heard. Royal Rumble 08 when Cena came back. Great moment. And then you listen to it and there's like six or seven people on the call. And it's like, why do you need that? Tom Brady says, Sammy's done such a good job. Excited for his match against Johnny. I think he's going to go out of his way to make it good.
They've been creative. Sammy's been really creative with that one, I think.
Yeah.
Like the most they could have been.
We've got a question that says, hey guys, hope you're well. If I may, why does WWE hate wrestling? They never seem to let the wrestlers wrestle outside of a pay-per-view. There are times when they get in these modes where they just put on bangers, bangers, bangers. There have been some good matches on Raw over the last month or two. But of late, it seems like they are very hard at going towards entertainment stories, but they're not leaning into those stories quite enough. They're setting up some stuff, but it gets really lazy at times. Do you have a thought on that, Denise?
Everything feels like it's being saved, and it's being saved, and it's being saved, but then we never actually get to see it come like what it's supposed to, you know? And then that's not what I meant. But then the other thing that I want to say is, damn, I forgot what I wanted to say. Like, because you're frozen in the funniest way. Anyways, but there was a period of Raw where we were getting like a bunch of really good main events. And that's one of the things that like I kind of wish we were getting that back again. Sean, you're still gone.
Am I back?
You're back. Don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. I'm very mad at my internet service.
Yeah, but it was funny though, because you've been freezing in the funniest faces. You're like,
I'm so mad right now. Like, and I don't like yell and scream when I'm mad. I'm very mad right now.
So what do you do when you're mad? How do you react?
Like what? What worth being mad about is going to change based on me yelling? Like, probably not much.
I don't know. I think everybody has different, like, mad styles. Some people yell. Some people throw things.
I just, like, I'm mad right now because I pay good money for this internet service.
Just get an Ethernet cable and you'll be A-okay.
Gonna do that tomorrow. Courtney, and I ran a test stream with Jeremy today, even. We did it on Fightful Select. Summer says, love you, SRS. I appreciate it. William Boardwick says, this is a Hollywood rock performance.
Sorry, Sean, you're gone again, and nobody heard that super chat.
Tell me when I'm back. Just let know when I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back. Great.
You might want to reread that super chat.
Yeah, William Boardwick says, it was a Hollywood rock performance from Sean. I greatly appreciate that. Musket Meerkat says, is Sean going to backslide someone over the top rope in the clusterfuck? I might. That would be great, right?
You're going to be like throwing them hands too.
See, I'm so tall. How could anybody toss me over the top rope?
Chris, it's like tossing over a giraffe.
Chris Ren says,
Sean, you're gone again. Okay, you're back.
Chris Rain says he's here for Paywall Jesus. Graham says, acknowledging my hero, the Dong Lord, SRS for life. Am I frozen again or am I here?
No, you're here. You're here. I just hate telling you because I feel like you're just angry at me.
No, I'm not angry at you. I'm very thankful for you that you're here.
Graham, but everybody's sharing your screenshot, though.
Of course.
It's the same one.
Look, Punk Rock Show saying, SRS handsome face will knock everyone on the mat. That's all. Cyclops is saying Denise is jealous of SRS's success. And
Sean, you're gone. Yeah, you're not here anymore.
Denise?
Peace.
Denise.
What? Okay, you're back now.
I'm sending these super chats. You're going to read them.
Okay, where are you sending them on?
I'm going to send them on our private chat here.
Okay, then. Thanks.
There we go. And then I will chime in. Oh, shit. Never mind. I'm going to send them to you via Twitter DM because they can actually send them all there. And then I'll chime in whenever I can. How about that?
Okay.
I'm sick of this bullshit.
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay, here we go. So, do you want to just start reading that? And when you lose track, I'll just take over?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to. Matt Black says, Denise, please enter the cluster and eliminate SRS. Doubt it. Mike Straw Media says, Denise sounds like a hater. Go SRS. Thank you. JW Pringle says, SRS is going to need a chiropractor after entertaining you people. Can muted be your delete? Yes, but I just go muted. Harry Coxhead thanks me for the cameo. I am on Cameo, guys. 100% of the proceeds go towards worthy causes like Ukraine relief efforts and local animal shelters. He says, very generous of your time. Congrats on the move. Looking all good. It's like new and modern and generally ace. Yeah, besides my internet, there's apparently 56K dial-up. I'm sick of this bullshit. Simon says, Sean will really be at Spring Break 6 in a match? I want to see that. Yes, I will be. Ken says, can't wait for you to hit the big scoop slam and tap someone out to the paywalls of Jericho. It's going to happen. Maybe Janela himself. I'm not going to wear boots. Brett was so desperate to get me on this show. I didn't have time to get gear made. So I'm going to be wearing some of my custom shoes. So I'm not going to put the boots to Joey Janela. I'm going to put the custom shoes to him. Adelaide Carson says, SRS needs to win the most I've ever looked forward to the Raw post show. Yep. And Matt Black says, please don't die. I'm good. W says, SR, or the Sean Ross Sapp Appreciation Society is greater than the DAS. Well, that's definitely, absolutely.
Hey, at least the DAS has working internet.
Can't argue that. You're right there, mate. Chicken T says, if we don't get Dong Lord chants for SRS in the style of Goldberg's chants, I will be very disappointed.
Oh my
Dong
God.
Lord.
Oh my God.
Jambeard says, Sean froze in the Rollins face. I love it.
You did.
Taker says, what are the chances of a final Undertaker walk to the ring to end night two? It'll be my first live Mania since Tyson and Boston. I'd love to see it. I don't think so. I think he is done. And I think we are done. I think we got all the super chats. Sorry. Seriously, guys. I know we've had some fun. Nope, we're not done. We're not done. These haven't been added to the doc. Matt says, SRS is talking about jumping everyone out in GCW, but he's being sent to Suplex City by his shitty internet. Love what you guys do. Keep it up.
Sorry, that was a good one.
Juan says it's being taken over by the Denise World Order. Well, that's probably why it's not getting paid, because Denise is broke as hell.
I'm just saying, first of all, thank you so much for taking us into an hour and 20, because now I get paid extra.
Yeah, you do.
Cadillac I'm just sitting here collecting money.
And if I hadn't had internet issues, we wouldn't be. Cadillac.
My God, the gods are on my side. Finally.
Cadillac Carson says, the internet.
And you got muted. Okay.
Shot Kid asks if we're ready for that base fire. I doubt it, but I'm ready for Joey Janela Spring Break 6. I'm coming out there in street clothes, and I'm going to whip some ass. I can't wait. It's been a while since I got to beat some people up. All these trolls on the internet, I'm going to take out that bullshit on GCW wrestlers. It's going to be amazing. Listen, I'm not... It does feel good to admit that I have looked down upon GCW for quite some time. I think it kind of sucks. And I'm going to beat everybody up and throw them over the top rope. Might pin a few people, with the backslide. But David Jackson said, just got off work, wanted to send this in before you guys are done. Can't wait to watch this full review. David, thank you for the cameos as well. Greatly appreciate it. Denise, what do you got going on?
All right. Well, what I got going on is a busy weekend. So you guys can follow me on Twitter and or on Instagram at _DeniseSalcedo. I have my entire schedule up on Twitter. I got a million shows. I will be at Ring of Honor Supercard. I will be at Mission Pro. I will be at the WWE Media Junket. I will be at Joey Janela Spring Break Night 1. And then on top of that, let me see what else I've got. Oh, yeah, WrestleMania, that's happening. And then I will literally be in Dallas, arriving there on Thursday, and I will be coming back here on Monday. So I'll be back here to watch Raw in the comfort of my own home. On top of that.
You're not going to support me tonight, too?
No.
It's lame.
And then on top of that, I will be on, you guys can check out my interview with Montez Ford. That is up on youtube.com/DeniseSalcedo. Please go check it out, guys. Every view counts and matters and hopefully gets me more interviews. And I can finally stop jobbing to Sean Ross Sapp.
Guys, thank you all so much. Seriously, I apologize for the internet. I ran a test stream. Many of you joined me for it today. I'll get an Ethernet cord. Hopefully that fixes things. Thank you guys so much. Until next time, we're out.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.